There's a big difference between belief and trust. To better illustrate that, suppose you were at a lake, a mountain lake. You were standing on a cliff that's 9 foot high, and in the water, the deep water, there's three or four people that are just having a ball. They're swimming and they're having a good time. They're throwing a beach ball at each other, catching and doing all kinds of things, and coming up, climbing up the side of the rock that you're standing on and jumping in the water, doing cannonballs and all of that kind of thing. And so they discover you. They notice that you're still standing there and you don't know them. And they ask you this question. They say, come on in and join us. Just jump in. And you reply to that by saying, I would, but I can't swim. And they say to you, well, just jump in anyway. If you get in trouble, we will save you. We won't let you drown. Of course, you don't know these people. So my question to you is this. Would you jump in? Probably not. You see, there's a big difference between belief and trust. It's not that you don't believe that they could save you. It's obvious that they have the ability because you see them playing ball in the water and swimming and having a ball. It's not that they don't have the ability to save you. It's not that they couldn't do it. The question simply is, would they? Not could they, but would they? And that, my friend, is the dilemma in the Christian world today. There's a lot of Christians who believe. They believe in God. They believe in Jesus. They believe that God will do what he says he'll do in his word. They'll even tell you if you ask them. They believe that God will supply all of their needs according to their riches and glory by Christ Jesus. They believe that greater is he that's in them than he that's in the world. They believe that no weapon formed against them will prosper. The question is not, do you believe? What actually activates your faith is, do you trust? You see, people only act upon what they trust in.
Whether you are in the building or join us through our web broadcast, thank you for being with us today. This is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. Welcome to another day of teaching coming from Center of Christ Ministries. We are a church with a heart for God's people. Our pastors are Pastors James and Kathy Flowers, and we're located in the city of San Bernardino, California at 468 West 5th Street. We offer Sunday morning education for new believers beginning at 9:30 a.m. and our Sunday services begin at 10:30 a.m. Life Application Bible Study is being held 7 p.m. on Wednesday evenings right here at the church, and Women's Bible Study is held 6 p.m. on Thursdays in the city of Ontario. We offer Kids for Christ Club for children ages 4 through 12 on Sunday mornings, where they are taught God's Word on their level. Every fourth Saturday of the month, we conduct Beyond the Walls Outreach, where we offer clothing, food, and hygiene kits for our displaced brothers and sisters in the community. This begins at 9 a.m. And also on the fourth Saturday at 11:30 a.m., we're offering Hope for a Woman's Heart Support Group. That begins at 11:30 a.m., where the women come together just for moral support, where we love on one another. Now let's take a moment to grab your paper and pen to take notes, because we're going to continue our studies where Pastor James is teaching on the faith fight. God bless.
Is to fight. Fight the good fight of faith. Okay, let's go a little bit further. Now act on the word of God. Acting on the word of God. We act on what we trust. Ooh, We act on what we trust. I came in and I sat on that stool. I acted on that stool because I trusted it. If I never trusted it, I never would have sit on it. How many of y'all would have sit on these chairs if you didn't think it would hold you? Okay? Okay, we act on what we trust. Proverbs 3, 5, and 6 says, trust in the Lord with all your heart. Didn't say your head, it says your heart or your spirit. And lean not to your own understanding. Look at somebody say, we act on what we trust. In all your ways acknowledge him and he will direct your path. Look at somebody say, we act on what we trust. Now, I got a question. Do you trust the Lord? Okay. If we trust the Lord, re-examine our actions. Are we acting like we trust God? Because it's one thing to say, I trust God. It's a whole other thing to act on what you trust. That making sense?
Yes, it does.
Okay, so we act on what we trust. This has nothing to do with how we feel. This has to do with what we do. We act. Because I might say, it's an action. Based off of what you trust. Okay? Okay, so we act off of what we trust. Now dead faith is non-acting. Dead faith is non-acting. If you say you have faith and there's no action, your faith or my faith is dead. Extra, read all about it. Making sense? Because it's possible to sit in church for 20 years and hear and quote the Bible, quote all of the faith scriptures and never act on them. That faith is dead. It means it will not be effective. It won't affect a change. It's just head knowledge. Oh, y'all with me? You have to. Faith that's alive has action with it. It has action to it. Now, James 2 and 17 through 20, what does it tell us there? Need y'all prayer. Just need your prayer.
James 2:17.
Uh-huh.
Even so, faith, if it hath not works, is dead, being alone.
If it has no works to it, it's dead. Y'all see that? Mm-hmm. Without works to faith, faith is dead. It's alone. Faith is never by itself. It's always accompanied with works. Making sense? Part of the work of faith is fight. Because fight is action. You never win a fight not acting. If you're in a fight, you're going to act some kind of way. If you're not acting offensively, you're acting defensively. You're moving. You're doing something. Faith that does nothing is dead. Is that making sense? Mm-hmm. Part of the action to faith, part of faith is acting. Faith without acting is, sound like I'm saying that over and over and over again. It probably is because I am, and I am because it's probably important. Faith without acting is?
Dead.
Okay, faith without works is dead. Read on, Roger.
Verse 18.
Uh-huh.
Ye, a man may say, thou hast faith, and I have works. Shew me thy faith without thy works, and I'll shew thee my faith, my works.
Part of the problem in some of the body. This is part of the problem in some of the body of Christ. The example is this. A man may say, I have faith and have no works. This is what James is talking about. Part of the body is guilty of that kind of environment. Talking about faith without works. Can talk a good faith talk, but no work at all. Okay. No fight in them. No work in them. Nothing. Just talk. Talk a good talk, but no work. Is this making sense? Okay. So James is, he's dealing with that. He's talking about that concept. Tell me about your faith. Show me your faith without your works. I'll show you my faith by my work. Okay. I'm not even talking much about it. What I'm doing is living it. I'm fighting the good fight. Y'all see it? Fighting. I'm going to fight for faith. I'm going to fight for it. It belonged to me, and now that I'm saved, it becomes really important to me. And now that it's really important to me, I'm going to fight for it. Y'all see that? Oh, boy. Okay. Okay. Read the rest of it, Roger.
Verse 19. Thou believest that there is one God. Thou dost well. The devil also believe and tremble. Verse 20. But will thou know, O vain man, that faith without works is dead?
So the devil believes. So we can't really get caught up in believing. We should believe. Mm-hmm. But that's not the end of it. Because the devil believes. Okay. So the Christian can't stop at just believing. Because that's not enough. That just puts us in the same category with the devil. Okay. So you can't stop there. You got to go beyond belief to action. The difference between dead faith or no faith, or faith that's ineffective, and faith that actually works, that pleases God, is action. Mm-hmm. Wide enough. Yes. Okay, so fight the good fight of faith. We must trust in God and act on His word. If you get those scriptures, just note those scriptures and put that little last phrase there. We must, to fight the good fight of faith, we must trust in God and act on His word, because we act on what we trust in.
Well, it seems like our time has come to an end. Thank you so much for being with us. How I enjoyed our time together. I hope this was beneficial to you. If you would like to become a member of the Center of Christ Church on the Web, or if you'd like to be one of our partners, this broadcast is being sponsored by the partners of COCM. You could go to our website, www.centerofchristministry.com. There you can find what you need to join the church or become a partner of the COCM ministry. Until next time, God bless.
Thank you for being with us today, and we hope that you gleaned something from what you heard. We're going to pick up next week, and we hope that you'll take what you learned and study that and let it really get into your heart. And just be blessed this week, and we'll see you again next week. Take care, God bless, and see you soon.